Hey y'all, welcome back to Sunday Scaries. You're about to hear the audio from our Sunday night stream, so we're keeping you in the chat even when you couldn't make it live. Come hang with us live Sunday nights at 8:30 p.m. Central. It's free to join, where we catch up, talk about whatever y'all or we want to, and we'll wrap up with videos sent in by you. If you want to watch instead of listen, the full video is free on Patreon and it's linked in the episode description. Now, let's get into it. Sinister. What's up? We're live here with you on Sunday Scaries in the eternal fight with the lavalier mic. Hello.
Yeah, dude. Who invented these? Men. We bitched about these before?
I don't think on the air, but men.
Well,
did.
We bitch about them so, every like, time we have it, to put them on.
Where does it go? How does it go?
It doesn't make sense no matter which way.
We start when the
somehow either way, both ways are wrong.
Everything's wrong. It's touching on
it. Doesn't make any sense. Hello. It fucks your shirt up either way.
It's crazy business. Hello, welcome. Someone said we're early. Thank you. Our reputation is right on.
I mean, hey, the party you're starts. Not wrong.
Whenever you all are here. So thank you all for being here. Happy pre-birthday, Jacqueline B, your big 42.
Oh, nice.
Hello from Iowa. What's up? Several of y'all. Yes, we can. Royal Spotton says, y'all can actually see us talking to you. We can indeed. That's magic of the Sunday Scaries. We know, like, for instance, Quinn said, I'm playing Sims, building a house. So,
fun.
You know, we get to check in live.
Which Sims are you playing?
Take off my brain.
Last time I played Sims, they were all vampires, and then I turned one of them lesbian.
Hell yeah.
Because it let me do that.
Or let me just say, she was lesbian the whole time, and you didn't know.
She was. I just presented an opportunity for her.
Mm-hmm.
That I kind of forced her into, because I was like, repeat, like trying to make them fall in love constantly.
Kiss.
Then they had a baby.
Fuck yeah.
But they were also vampires. Oh, so there was a whole other aspect to like nighttime
true
versus
love.
Daytime.
Exactly. Oh, things change in the night when you're
they do indeed.
Sucking on more than one part.
That was a fun Sims. That was probably
it was a great time.
2009,
hell yeah. 10. Oh, yeah. I used to play Sims. Yeah, when I lived in Chicago, and that was 08 through 07 through 2011. So, yeah, probably around the same time.
Somewhere in there.
That is the magic.
Vampire lesbians.
Yeah, Leslie said I've also had a lesbian vampire. What's up?
Thank you. See, I knew I wasn't the only one.
Hell yeah. Hey, listen. If
I made like a rock club and then like all the vampires would come meet.
Okay, Buffy the Vampire Slayer. You're like, I wonder where all the vampires hang out. The rock and roll club at night. They do.
They do. And then, because you know, Sims be up all night. They'll just do whatever.
Oh, yeah. No, they party and you have to like lock them down. Well, everybody was saying also another part of the week has been a rough week. Not only we have the deaths of Tim Curry and Dolly Parton, like we said. And then Anne also said she's dealing with her husband's Alzheimer's diagnosis
Sorry.
In the wake of, you know, all of those dying as well. So a lot of hearts broken. But I did see that at Olivia Rodrigo's Daisy Chain Festival that they did a big, they honored Dolly and that
Stevie Nicks came out. God,
Alanis
damn.
Morissette, a friend of mine, Olivia took her Rodrigo. Daughter, and I was like, her daughter's like 16 and also like a singer, musician. She looks like Sabrina Carpenter, honestly. But I was like, this is like iconic mom behavior.
Yeah.
And then the videos, and everyone said they felt so safe. There was free water.
Is it coming here?
No, I think it was just a benefit concert, one time thing. Like, you got to see Chappell Roan, Doechii, Olivia Rodrigo, the whole lineup was incredible. But they did say it really felt like it was, they're going to do it next year.
Oh,
but
nice.
That if it felt like it a very well-run festival, and for Olivia only be 23, that it's very impressive.
God.
In that, I mean, she raised $10 million for reproductive rights charities through that, because all the artists donated their performances.
Oh, wow.
And then Melinda French Gates came out and matched it. So they ended up donating $20 million. Queen behavior, truly.
Mm-hmm.
Incredible stuff. Also, I'm obsessed with her new song, Stupid Song. The way I'm just like driving on the road.
I don't
like,
think I've heard it.
Any stupid song you ever
but
sing.
That's the beauty of Patreon is we can play
we
can. It
We're
without
gonna cut this
getting,
out.
getting taken down.
So if you're listening to this in the replay, you're about to hear a long silence. Just kidding. We're going to clip it out, but you can come back and listen to the video.
What is it
called? It's called Stupid Song.
Oh, okay.
Stupid Song.
Man, that's great.
That song.
Her songwriting has gone crazy.
Oh, incredible. So it has been so good. And I hope, wait.
That made me strangely emotional.
It's apparently her, Serena Joy is a really good song. And it's a protest song by her as well. But I think you're right. She really cranked up the songwriting.
Yeah, she did.
And the buildup of the like.
Yeah, those bridges like just kept going.
Man, that song.
I'm glad that like she's so young and already like using her platform for good.
Oh yeah, I was like, let's see how much we can raise.
And for good causes that like, you know, benefit the people that need to be benefited.
No, I definitely I admire her. And someone's like, you know, starting as young as she is, she might be the next Dolly Parton and like giving, right? And giving and giving. And, you know, you can't ever be a billionaire because you can't give it away fast enough. Mm-hmm, but I do, mm-hmm. I appreciate that they're going to do that again because it seemed like it could set the standard. Because once you start doing it, everybody that's at Coachella and they charge $20 for a bottle of water, it's like, well, the Daisy Chain Festival? They give water out for free so people don't pass out because it's outside like yeah. in Las Vegas. So it's kind of shitty and crazy that you're not doing this. Yeah. So I think setting that standard, baby girl, setting that standard.
Kind of guilt people into it, which isn't a bad thing.
No, for real. Be like, look, this is how it could be, but you're taking all the profits and you're mm-hmm. making, you know, I think I can't think of the artist's name, but one of the performers there, I was watching clips and I was like, I'm going to go follow this person and follow
all Coachella happening right now.
No, I was talking about the Daisy Chain one.
Oh yeah.
And I was like, you know, I'm going to follow folks that are participating in things like this and that, you know, you really want, you know, you want to see that happening.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's, that's what's been going on, in the pop world, I guess, is the, all the Alanis Morissette and Stevie Nicks.
Mm-hmm. Kind of like a Lilith Fair.
Oh, yeah. Lilith Fair turned up to 2026 standards. Yeah. Bugged Him Data Centers, Quinn said. Well, yes, indeed.
Yes.
That's been an issue in a lot of places.
Like that's just an everyday bullet point.
No,
we can always assume that every day we have that.
Something is sucking down our resources.
We can say, fuck the data centers.
Fuck the data centers. I'd also, Chapel sounded and looked awesome. I did see that as well.
I haven't seen it.
Yeah, just some clips and stuff. She did not perform, but
where
also,
was it?
It was city. Wasn't it outside of Las Vegas? Let's see. Tommy said, go get you a, I'm not going to read that aloud. We're going to leave that one in the chat. Tommy. If you're listening at home, let's go scroll back and see.
Babe, his suggestion. This is how this fucking chat gets flagged and taken down.
It gets shut down.
Oh man.
Let's see. It was Daisy Chain Fields is what it's called. It was at Great Park in Irvine.
Okay. So, California?
Yeah, California. Indeed. Well, good indeed. For them. No, good for them. And also I saw it was NBC was reporting that Taylor Swift donated like $50,000 to a woman in Rhode Island who had tried to get out of a car to help other people who had been in an accident, and then another car hydroplaned and hit her. She's grievously injured, but
damn, dude.
I guess because she's perhaps from Rhode Island and saw it in the local news, donated to, and now as you said, Laurel Button said, Swifties are donating $13 to the same fund. So everybody's taking a page, you know, a Dolly playbook. And I did see that people crashed the Imagination Library website trying to donate in Dolly's honor. So.
Nice. Yeah, they had a Dolly Day at Ella's school, and then they had a raffle for like, I don't know, two kids in every grade got a free book.
That's so awesome.
And they were all Dolly Parton books of some kind.
They should be.
But because she, you know, was very big into libraries and donating free books to all, making sure everybody had access to books.
Mm-hmm. And Quinn said too, someone suggested creating the Dollies, which would be awards for people who are charitable influencers. Mm. That's a smart idea. Oh gosh, Lily said it was a dark day here in Nashville, Tennessee. I guess because Dolly passed.
But I did
hear some chatter to perhaps rename the airport after her.
Oh. What's it currently named?
What is it? Tennessee. It starts with an M.
So like a politician's name?
Maybe.
Yeah. Get it out of there. Put in Dolly's name.
Probably. Like,
should have already done it.
Yeah. They want to rename Nashville. I guess that one's just called Nashville. I was thinking of Knoxville. It's just called Nashville International. But yeah, if you called it Dolly Parton Nashville International, you didn't have to say Nashville. They'd know where you were going if it was Dolly Parton.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, especially if Donald Trump has a place named after him, I think she should have one.
Yeah.
Did you hear that NASA launched off a rocket and they it's named the Nancy Grace Roman Space Telescope? And that Nancy Grace Roman is known as the mother of Hubble, and that's awesome. And Nancy G. Roman is a person who is a valid and a vital and important woman in STEM and woman in astronomy. However, when you read the headline that says NASA has launched its next generation space telescope and it's the Nancy Grace Roman Space Telescope, I was like, what's a Roman space telescope? And why is it named after Nancy Grace? Turns out, you guys.
Well, the emphasis goes. I promise you're not the only one to be confused.
Nancy Grace be Roman, far away in land. Can we send Nancy Grace to space, Laura?
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you want to find out some answers.
Yeah. You know what? She's going to find out what's up there.
She'll figure it out.
What are these ships? They're shaped like pita chips. Chips and ships. Is there hummus for the ships? Who put them up here? And why aren't they in a bowl?
Chrissy's off the couch. She's gone. She's just like,
there's lights on them. Or roasted red peppers in the hummus. Is it the eye of God or the food of the gods? Joining me right now is a white supremacist neo-Nazi is going to get Why are these ships flying around?
Oh, man. So
Nancy Grace be Roman, and now she's Roman to the moon.
Also, we learned that Nazis are also on the moon.
Did we know they're probably inside of it? She's like,
I did not see that coming because my telescope does not reach the moon.
Oh, man.
Oh, it's a crazy business. Not moon Nazis. They're everywhere. They're everywhere. But no, they did. NASA really did launch a next generation space telescope and all that. And it's supposed to check, like, I don't know, it's going to look at galaxies and dark matter and whatnot. But
I don't understand.
I will find what is it, the dark matters.
She's going off. The last thing we need. Yeah, oh, man, what a good time to be on Earth.
Where does she live?
Nancy Grace? That's a great question. She lives in a, like, there's a troll hole carved out from under a big old mound of dirt. She burrows out of it with her fingernails. She comes up and she goes,
so he's risen, so have I.
And she sees her shadow, and then
she goes back in.
We know the trial's going to last 6 more months.
This is going to put me on a list. Where does Nancy Grace live? Give me her address. Atlanta. She lives with her husband.
Oh, that tracks.
She lives with her husband, David Lynch.
No! The David Lynch? No,
he's dead. And this guy's name is L-I-N-C-H. But wouldn't it be so good if he's like, Nancy. He just films her all the time. I want to see Nancy Grace as filmed by David Lynch. Babe, let's get me a wig, and I want you to shoot me around the house as if I was Nancy Grace being filmed by David Lynch. That's Paris's new assignment. Oh, man, damn. In other news, apparently.
Still, Paris finds out he has a weird fetish.
He's like, with the wig on. And I'm like, I'll take everything else off. Apparently, this is like last year. She got swatted. I didn't know if this
Who
was
did?
Like Nancy Grace. They like called.
Like
they
with
called.
With a fly swatter?
Yeah, they hit her right in the face. No joke, though, if you Google where does Nancy Grace live, Google's like NASA Roman Space Telescope launch, a glorious launch. It went well. Great launch.
Just you.
Great launch. This is why AI can't be trusted.
No.
Because we were talking about, I don't think we talked about it on the air, but there was that guy that was the San Francisco, that faked that he was the San Francisco 49ers player so much on social media that if you Googled his name, AI would be like, yeah, he plays for it.
Sinisterhood will be right back.
Yeah, it basically convinced the internet that it was a thing it wasn't.
No, I feel like, yeah, he pretended.
Oh, so you gaslight everybody into being like, what are you talking about? Mm-hmm. Look, I've always played
Look, it
them.
Was me. I was right here. Yeah, mm-hmm. He said, apparently beginning in February of 2022, this guy and his friend created fake investments.
This guy and his friend.
Women.
The start of so many bad sentences.
For real. He pretended he met women on the internet through dating apps. His friend falsely posed as his financial advisor to gain the victim's trust and demonstrate the validity of the investments. Then they would solicit money from the women through lies and misrepresentation. And then they were just arrested last week. They basically, it all relied on this man. His name was Dejan Labre Love. He's 35 years old, and he created a fictitious persona and displayed a lavish lifestyle that he presented to victims in person and on social media. And he said that he was legitimately wealthy and a NFL player for the San Francisco 49ers. And he would just wear gear, and then he would film himself running football plays. His friend would film him, and he would film himself. It is giving Tinder Swindler, Laurel Button said. He would film himself like upshot like this with like the roof of the Lamborghini coming off. So he's legitimately in a Lamborghini, but he would just be like, oh, this is my car. But he was just like at a dealership.
So where does he live for real?
Jail now, it turns out. Federal prison. But he let's see, this is out of Portland. So it was in the Portland area. So I guess he would say he traveled back and forth from San Francisco. I'm always like, how do you make, I mean, I guess liars just be lying. And they're like, oh, I travel a lot for work. So I'm not in, you know, sometimes mm-hmm. I'm not in San Francisco. But basically he romance scam them. He would make mm-hmm. them think they were in love, and then he would introduce them to his friend who wasn't really an investment advisor, and then be
and
like,
this was all digital.
Uh-huh. Well, and he would sometimes see them in person and then show them and stuff, but that he would show them like bank account statements that were fake and then get them to invest with him, be like, don't you love me? We're going to have this, build this future together. And then essentially it was done over the internet, which does make it a federal crime. So,
well,
bye, bitch.
Yeah.
Go to jail. But it's creepy how he did it so much that then if you went to go try to do your own due diligence,
yeah,
it basically looks like it really is him. Only a man has the time for it. I'm always like, just get a new job.
Yeah.
Just get a job.
The and like I feel both physically and mentally, a real job would be far less taxing than what it takes to
scam all that.
Yeah, create a whole other life.
No, truly. Also, someone said he's clearly not a San Francisco 49ers player because he wasn't injured. They're like constantly all injured, and they all have soft tissue injuries. He's like upright running. But no, you could have just
Well,
like,
you could also look at the like team roster, right? And figure out he doesn't.
Yeah, unless maybe he made up a scheme like, oh, well, I'm actually like, you know, backup player, so you're not going to see me on TV or what, you know, because there's people that make a couple hundred thousand dollars a year that aren't, you know, the main players. But it is very, I feel like it's so insidious to have, like you said, this whole scheme set up between he and his friend, and they're doing all this stuff. And it's, Paris said he was always on the bench.
Oh.
Okay, well, then that's not very impressive as a football player. Okay, like, I'm a professional football player. Ooh, but I don't play.
So, wouldn't you be able to Google, like, a list of the entire roster of a team and see if he was on it or not?
I think so.
To verify?
And I think so, but I think, yeah, the problem is if you were just relying on that summary result and you were like, yeah. Does Dejan Love play
this
for the 49ers?
That's why you gotta do your due diligence, ladies.
I would say, yeah. It's like, fine, search it.
Because some people will go to these links.
They will. They are not trying to work. They're just trying to get paid. But getting laid and getting paid.
Mm-hmm.
No,
mm-hmm.
Romance scams are always, that's terrible, but it's, the romance part of it, the investment part
Insidious
is horrible.
Insidious is a good way to put
yeah,
it.
Yeah, the romance part is like sick.
Yeah.
Chrissy's only dating starters. Exactly. What is it? Skill positions only for Donald Meagle. Keep walking. They're like, he plays for the NFL. She's like, he's a lineman. Like,
mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. So I feel like folks like that, though, are with the rise of AI. He was at least putting the effort into like buying the San Francisco merch and running around in it. But with more and more realistic
true.
AI,
yeah.
you wouldn't even have to do all that. He wouldn't even have to look like him.
Yeah.
It could be anybody.
Mm-hmm.
It's so creepy.
It is.
So
creepy. It is. And it's getting more and more difficult to discern in some videos or pictures. What is this or is this not?
It's too real. Quinn said I used to pretend to have a cool cousin on MySpace. I would always tell people on chat rooms when I went into chat rooms or whenever I went into like on AOL, if a random person would message me, if they asked me my name and age, I would and where I lived, I would be like, my name's Chloe and I'm 23 and I live in Los Angeles. And it would just, you know, it was like fake. I'm like, I'm not giving you my, because I saw too much Dateline of like Chris Hansen being like, and then the predator came to the house. It's like, there's predators.
Yeah, I probably was giving out information I shouldn't have been, but I don't remember.
No. Yeah. Laura said, which chat rooms were you in? There were some, and I can't remember where I found them.
A lot of, like, teen ones.
And there were some that were just, like, social meet people chat rooms. And there was no checks on at all. Like,
no.
Who, yeah. Yeah. Did we
anybody
all
could, anybody could message anybody. Like, I mean, just, but it also wasn't as, I feel like, as predatory as it is now.
Yeah,
like, I mean, right off the bat.
Truly, it was more like
it was a longer grooming process. Yes.
It's like immediately when cars were invented, people weren't like, "Oh, I'm going to use this to pick kids up and kidnap them in." But eventually, you're like, "You could use this car for a lot of things, including kidnapping kids." And the internet's like, "I can look up recipes, my bank statement, and I can kidnap kids." Mm-hmm. So I think kidnapping perverts always figure out, like Quinn said. Now it's like Roblox and Minecraft and all that.
Yeah.
Backstreet Boys chat rooms. Yeah, I was on a lot of Backstreet Boys message boards.
Yeah. And then some that were like, I don't know, probably weird, like over 40 and flirty. Yeah. I like would go into rooms like that.
Yeah, that's what Tommy said, random ICQ chats. Yeah, it would be listed like divorcees. And I'm like, since Glenn left, things haven't been this. Just, I would mess around and say crazy stuff. I was like catfishing people before I was, and I didn't know that was a thing. It was just the thrill of the chase, the thrill of the lie.
The thrill of it.
Yeah. I felt like Frankie Abagnale, catch me if you can. Yeah, Laura said, I bet we were internet friends. Any of us could be. Because you're like, that was my friend Greg from Indiana. And it's like, no, it was Heather from Dallas the whole time. Yeah, Quinn's right. The internet was so good yet so fucking bad back then. I just wish we could have a message board.
Yeah.
Like, I miss message boards because that was so organized and, like, you could also put photos in it and you'd have threads.
Like, and what's an example?
So, like, a message board in my day, you would go to, like, let's say it was the Backstreet Boys message board and, like, for Texas fans of Backstreet Boys. You might have one that was, like, Texas or all of Texas. And you might have ones like North Texas, West Texas, Panhandle, South Texas. So then within that, almost like Reddit, you would then have threads that would be like, anybody going to the El Paso show? And then under that, it could be like, oh yeah, I'm going. I'll meet you there. I'll DM you. And then after the show, in that be like, update, we went to the show. And then it could go on for like 12 or 13 pages, but it's all combined into one nice little...
It sounds like Reddit.
Yes. But it wasn't for like everybody. It was just like a nice forum that was
very niche,
and it was only niche pet. And usually I mean, and then you would have, when 4chan got invented, it was like, let's go brigade the, you know, whatever Jeep enthusiast forum and go fuck with them, and you know, they would do that stuff like that.
Not the Jeep enthusiast. Did you make fun of the rubber ducks?
Hashtag Jeep life. I would never not know, because I'm gonna get my old timey Jeep so I can drive away from all this in my old 90s my
quack, jalopy. Quack.
Yeah, exactly. I'm gonna get my own.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's all. I was like, we gotta get chat roulette. No, we don't need that back.
No,
but I think we need
that one. I think we don't need back that one, or Omegle can probably stay gone.
Yeah, when it's just like God knows what's gonna pop
those
up.
Those like skipped me, but
me too.
I can't imagine my kids having access to that kind of shit.
No, Quinn said Omegle was just dicks everywhere.
Yeah.
Omegle, dicks everywhere. They're like, this is a really bad catchphrase. They're like, well, it's good for the people who want to pull their dicks out now. We've gotten a lot
of uptick. There's a lot of them.
Adoption rates are high. They are very high. What else y'all been up to this weekend? What's to say? We flew out of... a lot of people met folks on the internet. I was just reading a thing about, throw it in the chat if you ever did this, early day internet, people connecting with one another on video games. And then later going and like 10, 15, even 20 years later, you get invited to their wedding or their kid's graduation or whatever. You meet up for the first time. It was so heartwarming, that long thread.
Yeah. I had a friend that was real into EverQuest that was friends deep relationships with people that she met there.
That's awesome. And it's like you never would have met otherwise but mm-hmm. for these forums. Mm-hmm. But it is. Yeah, Laurel Button said it still happens. I know several couples that met that way. See, and that's true. Laura said, I have sinisterhood friends in real life that I met through Patreon.
Woodland Forest, of course. It looks mad. Life's great.
Take me there.
Everybody's like a beautiful character in a magical forest. So, you know. And then... get married.
See, and then
you can get married in the games too.
In real life. These are such wonderful stories. Quinn said, my best friend's a Swiftie from Canada. Mary said, my online friends are from an endometriosis support group. We keep in contact 15 years later.
That's awesome.
And Tommy said, oh, that's right. Tommy's dad said, hey, met some guys on Call of Duty and met mm-hmm. them in Toronto. That's right. And Anne said, my internet friend was my go-to when my daughter came out trans. And I went to her baby shower for her son.
That's amazing.
Look at that.
Let's see, the internet can Castle. Do good things.
Yes, Laurel Button will meet at the Slenderman Castle. Mm-hmm. It's true, though. I do think about one of the positives. Because, man, you know, maybe 5 or 10 years ago, 10 years ago, I was like, this is the worst the internet could ever be. First of all, don't say that. But at the time, I remember kind of taking stock and thinking, like, you know, you can connect with people you might not otherwise connect with or whatever. But it is certainly... Oh, I was wrong.
Yeah.
I just want to say
that was a real wrong statement.
Just like
we probably don't even know just how wrong of a statement that is.
No, me going through all my old journals, especially from like 2017, 2018, and I'm like, 2017, my dad passed away. And so in it, I literally wrote, how come my dad's dead while stupid Donald Trump still gets to live? And again, I couldn't have known. I would have had to suffer 10 more years.
No.
Let's not say that. 9 more years with Donald Trump than I did my own father. I was like, fuck, you have no idea, man. You've got no idea. You want to holler at yourself?
Mm-hmm.
Holla, holla. Oh, man.
Well... everybody eventually dies.
You know, that's always, it's something that you keep, you know, you got to tell yourself that.
Yeah. You don't want to lose hope entirely.
Sometimes you got to, death and taxes, the Grim Reaper will come for us all.
Yeah.
We've all seen the rise and fall of the internet.
Didn't something else, like.
Ted Cruz announced he's trying to run for president.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
What, in 2028?
Yeah. And Pete Hegseth. Someone goes, I imagine that you're just like, you know what? I failed a war. My mom said I suck. Everyone, I'm a laughing stock. I could be president someday. Someone goes, why are none of us just believing in ourselves like that? Like, just believe in yourself. Anything, you can do anything. Nancy Grace can go to the moon.
Yeah.
Ted Cruz can be president. And Pete Hegseth can dance a little jig.
Oh, man. So Hegseth and Cruz are both throwing their name in the ring?
I think
ring?
So. I think it's going to come out in the next 2 weeks, I'm told, that it'll be kind of like, people are going to have to start doing events in South Carolina and Iowa because those are the early primary states. So we're about to get, as if the midterm races are not bad enough, there's going to be overlap with the final stretch of midterm campaigning and the first stretch of 2028 campaigning. So, Laura said, shut up with the Lake America of it all. Oh, man. Yeah, someone goes, Lake America, that's me trying to remember River Phoenix's name. So,
yeah. I didn't even know about Lake America until last week when y'all told me.
Sinisterhood will be right back.
The news to see what else had been going on. And, you know.
Great news.
The first top five things. Not great.
Attacks. Not blowing. Great. There's the Nepal floods. They're very horrific.
Oh, my goodness. Flash gracious. Floods.
Yeah, they were saying it's the death toll has risen in Nepal. The heavy rainfall in the Tibet region, I think they said, I believe.
So now it's raining again?
Well, yeah, they said the floodwaters were unleashed by a glacial collapse.
Yeah.
They were kept under thick mud. Still trying to reach certain devastated areas. The operations director with the Crisis Response International, it's a U.S.-based company, said or group, they said, the disaster here is overwhelming. Mm. The flood that came down the mountain wiped out cities. We're going in as fast as we can to people and get them the help they need. There's about 100 Americans missing. They said in total in Nepal, the death toll has risen to 781, with more than 2,500 people still missing, including 592 foreign nationals. They said that 289 foreign nationals have been rescued. China separately reported 16 deaths and 546 people in the Tibet region, including 261 foreign nationals. So they don't know if the some that are counted in the Chinese count are counted in the Nepalese count or the Nepali count. So it'll,
Something straight out of an apocalyptic film.
Yeah, Siobhan said, do not watch the videos. It is unfortunately too late for us, but it's not too late for you.
Well, there's a lot of
videos.
There's
a ton of footage of various people trying to escape. It's heart-wrenching, gutting.
I haven't seen all of them, and I don't necessarily need or want to.
And someone in the comments said, you know, I don't know that we as humans are equipped to witness such horrors so closely and intimately in a way that we are prevented from physically intervening. You know, your brain sees it as 3 feet in front of you. But, you know it's not. But the monkey brain's like, no, you got to help those people. Mm-hmm. I think it puts us in a certain state, truly. But sounds like there's folks helping. So that's an organization to support.
Horrifying.
It's called Crisis Response International, as well as I've gotten messages from Save the Children and other groups that are also going to try to help. Because that is a lot of folks that are going to need help. But it sounds like people are trying to pitch in.
There's also a flash flood at the Grand Canyon.
I did see that.
15 missing, at least so far.
Yeah, the area is called Bright Angel Creek, and it was kind of a historic lodge down at the bottom. And it just...
Flash floods are so scary.
It really is. I've wanted to do a Grand Canyon hike where you go down and then camp and then go back up, like go down in one day, camp, and then go back up the next day. But it's, Aaron pointed out super El Nino this year. So maybe that's factoring in as well. But they said they're still searching for hikers because, you kind of can't know who's all out and where they might be trapped and if they're waiting to be picked back up.
Yeah. It's the 1 minute everything's fine, and then like so quickly it's just changes.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have a lot of time to really get to safety. So
it's scary.
Watching these people and you're like, buddy, you're running, but you're not going to outrun that. Mm-hmm. And then they just get taken down.
Or scary, they said in the Grand Canyon area, the river took out bridges because the only way you get down there is like hiking or by mule. And so the way in and the way out are these bridges. Well, now the flooding has caused damage to the bridges, so then that causes accessibility issues. It does. Quinn said all natural disasters are more real and terrifying lately. My hometown got hit with a tornado. Yeah, and seeing all the wildfires every time I turn on my Canadian news in the morning. God bless you, all of my Canadian friends. Thank you for your CBC Global Report. That's how I get my news in the morning while I make my breakfast and turn it on. Because I'm like, I want at least a little outsider perspective on what's going on here. But it also is very eye-opening to what you all are going through as well. Yes. Every time I recognize their little voices on CBC, it's like a little dopamine hit. I'm like, oh, it's Marsha. Oh, it's Steve.
This is in Dallas.
Oh, my goodness.
Another fire.
Oh, there was fires. There was a fire between us and Tarrant County as well that was turning the sky dark the other day.
This is in Sand Branch.
Oh, what?
An area of Dallas County.
Oh, man. Sand Branch is a very... it is a neglected area of Dallas County that often does not get the attention. And in fact, I believe it does not get the water resources that it needs.
Well, it seems like people were evacuated, so hopefully no one died. But fire's so scary.
It really
just takes over so quickly.
And especially when it has been as dry as it has been here and as hot.
Oh, my gosh. It hasn't rained in, I think, 40 days.
Mm-hmm. No, Sand Branch is
40 days 40 and 40 days. Nights.
And 40 nights. No, Sand Branch is right.
Did you have to sing that song?
No. No. Is it religious?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no.
I think so. Probably. Because that's what...
Yeah, it sounds like it. It's about Ashton Kutcher not masturbating, right?
Yeah.
40 days, so he began killing women, and that's how he was caught. And he created a trafficking organization to cover it up. Married Mila Kunis, even though she was a child, and he groomed her from the show. This is all a joke, and none of it's true. Ashton Kutcher is a good, nice man. He is an upstanding citizen. I would never say anything bad.
Ooh.
I would never say anything bad.
Remember when he had that show on MTV where he would punk people.
Remember? Yeah. Remember when Justin Timberlake's like, seriously, you're fucking taking my stuff, man? He's so mad. I remember the one.
Was it, rules shouldn't apply.
Was it SNL or Mad TV? It's an old sketch that's just like, I don't remember what it's from in my brain, but it was a punked parody. And he was like, hey, Christina Aguilera is singing. And she's like, oh. And then she goes, oh, and she throws up. And she's like, I don't feel so good. And he's like, hey, Christina Aguilera, we took your birth control pills and switched them with Pez. You're pregnant. And she's like, what? It's like, huge things.
That's funny.
Oh man. But yeah, it's that was a show. What a show. We're like, let's just make people feel like they, like someone drowned on their watch. What would they do? And they're like, we gotta cover this up. That was a crazy show. But yeah, people do say, am I being punked? All right, Ashton Kutcher, are you trying to punk me right now?
Yeah, it did become part of kind of a larger pop culture in the vernacular.
Oh yeah, it was back in the day when everything was, they were yanking letters out of everything.
Yeah.
And so they, you know, gave you the
apostrophes were killing
but
it.
Damn. And everything
they really
like,
had their time.
The letter E was getting X'd because it would just be like extreme. And they'd be like, we don't need the E in front of it because it's already an extreme.
You save. Wait, you really just X-treme. You're saving one letter.
Yeah. But
it looks cooler.
Hardcore, man, because the X is like,
It also, yeah.
Yeah, it goes right in the middle.
It seems like it would, you could eliminate the E. Easily. The E is kind of silent in extreme, right?
Meanwhile, the E's like, extreme.
No, I guess it's in there.
Extreme.
It's in there.
And the X always looks like a paintbrush swipe. Oh, yeah, they changed the fonts like,
yeah.
Shit's crazy.
Yeah, that's a fun letter to have.
Most extreme.
Different types of fonts.
Most extreme.
And then you get when you get three in a row.
Hey, that's how you're like, pull the truck over at the roadside stand. I love to read when we're driving down the road. I'll read reviews for like porno shops and strip clubs. And dirty motels are like my favorite ones to read. Where it'd be like, me and my lady had a nice time at the America Inn.
Well, that's
sheets
nice.
Clean, only slightly stained. I was like, they're probably more stained after you guys left. Let's be real.
Well, I feel like
with Paris driving.
That can be helpful.
I'm going.
Because now you know that's the better choice of the one that was all stains.
Exactly. Oops, all stains. Yeah, like that Airbnb I stayed in with my family, though, everything was bad enough. And then when I went to check the bed, I was like, oh, these sheets are mega stained. Oh,
like I just man, that'll give me the ick so fast.
I had slept in it.
In a stranger's, or not a stranger's, but Airbnb or hotel, if there's like stains on towels or the sheets, nah.
No, I know that people have
been
there.
Sends me.
I just don't need to like be reminded that.
No, and I also feel like it's not ever like something that you want to see of a stranger's.
No, because here's the problem. By the time I saw the stain, I was like, the tanness of it was, I was unsure if it was blood or poop or pee.
Oh,
or just like a big puddle of gummies.
Well,
so
this is where you gotta, you might have to go. To some kind of spy store and get a black light.
Exactly.
And some testing equipment if you really want to know the answer.
Just check the light over.
I don't think you do, though.
I do not. I do not. Oh, man.
If someone said, this hotel is like, it has like a 1-star rating, over 500 reviews.
500, okay.
We, we'll give you $10,000 to stay the night.
Okay.
But first, we're going to give you this black light. And you have to go in the room and you're going to see what all is going on in there. And then you got to decide. How am I going to stay? Actually,
how much Chris Platten's been done and where?
That, I mean, it's a traveling show, and it's going to be a different seedy motels. It's kind of like Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives,
but it's like it's beds, bed bugs, and blisters.
More bed bugs.
Yeah, beds, bugs, and and black lights.
Bed bugs and black lights.
That's good. That's kind of hard to say, but it's fun. We're going to start at the Clown Motel. That's the plan. We're going to start there first.
Well, if, I guess, there's two ways it could go. You could either decide, if you're willing to stay in the room, you'll get $10,000. Or 24 hours, you got to be in there. Mm-hmm. Or is it better to have to commit before you get to see what the black light has to show?
Yeah, maybe you get to read reviews or something. So then you know what I mean? You don't bet. You know, you got to bet on something that gives the audience a thrill.
But or you stay in regardless. Just betting on the bet is the bet.
Then you got to get in there. I would have to wear like a hair thing of like, because I wouldn't want to get bed bugs in my hair. And I would probably,
that's another good point.
And
of
do
the
I
game.
Get to wear stuff?
Or like
you have to wear your favorite shirt and
you have to treat it like you would if you were really staying there and didn't know any of this. We could add that layer onto what this game show is in my head.
Yeah.
But
it's expensive.
That's gross. That's gross. If you had a black light and you were like, oh my God, this bed is covered in various liquids, secretions of sorts.
Laurel H said, face it, jizz is everywhere. And it is so. I mean, you think about that.
Do you want to lay your head on a guaranteed jizz? Pillowcase?
Guaranteed just pillowcase. Okay. Hey guys, hey sharks. We're Heather and Christy, and we're here to have you invest. It's called a jizz case. And it might look like a pillowcase to you, but it's actually made out of terry cloth. So it is a towel fabric that is absorbent and resorbent underneath. So you know, like maxi pads, when you have liquid pour on it and then it's dry to the touch, the jizz case, same concept. You come. And you go to sleep.
You come and it goes
to sleep
into another layer so you can go to sleep.
We are looking for a 10% investment for
$300,000. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Sinisterhood will be right back.
Tommy said, we like to pretend we aren't gross wild animals. And I think that all the time because I was like, I got a massage from a person I never met before on Saturday at a lovely spot. It was a nice time. It was a good time. But I'm going to tell you where it was because about what I'm about to say. Everything was nice. He was a nice guy. Everything's nice. But when you think about it afterwards, and this is true for any person that services you, whether it's the person that makes your Chipotle burrito or the person that like you hand your baby to at the hospital, them hands have been placed.
Oh, yeah. They've been. I think about that with massages every time. Yeah.
They've been places.
Yes.
They've been places.
But also, they've been good places.
And cleaned. You wash them. You know what I mean?
Like, there was one time, the place, I'm not going to name it. You know what I'm talking about. But, I had taken a gummy, and then, the lady was, massaging my hands, and I was like, her hands have touched so much in her life. Like hands of her grandbabies, this hand has held that. And how many spoons, throughout of family dinners. And I was just like, woo.
Yeah.
But I'm also not wrong.
No, and I don't mean it in a disgusting way. I just mean it's
no, it's actual... also gross. I mean,
but it's just true. Both. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's all just true. So, and I think
those hands have definitely wiped her ass. I mean, there's no denying it.
No, and if you do think about it, now we have the idea of antibacterial soap and hand sanitizer and wipes that we wipe our hands with, and they change the sheets and we wipe it down. But if you think about way 100 years ago, even
Ooh.
Or before that,
yeah,
she was nasty.
Yeah,
she was nasty.
My inner monologue is how many dicks?
The idea is that Laurel said, I'm too. Busy dealing with the idea that our ceilings could collapse at any moment.
Right?
Well, you know, a flash
flood. Real problems.
What is it, Dwight? They're like, what's the greatest threat to Dunder Mifflin? Flash floods. Turns out Dwight was not wrong. It was indeed flash floods. Oh, man. But yeah, I feel like you think about that kind of stuff, you kind of can start to spiral out. It's the same way with going to the grocery store and you're most of the days, you know, you're like, oh, I gotta get feta cheese, I gotta get it. And other days you're like, you're a whole person with a whole history and background. I wonder what your grandkids call you.
Just
really consider the humanity.
And then you're analyzing the contents of their cart and you formed an entire backstory on them.
You got like 30 bottles of Crystal Ice. It's good, but that's like a lot of bottles. I cracked my first, speaking of, shout out to Winco, I cracked my first pumpkin spice latte season at when it was 85 degrees at 8:30. You know what?
That's kind of fall light compared to how it's been. I believe it was another 99er today.
It was toasty warm. It was indeed toasty warm.
Too hot.
What did I do today? Oh, yeah, I had brunch. I had to drive. Yeah, it was, you know, inside. But yeah, when you get back in your car, it's cooked. It's cooked.
Too hot.
Cooked.
But fall. You can manifest by just drinking your lattes.
Exactly. I'm like,
start wearing a hoodie. Just keep the AC in the car on high.
Yeah.
You can start like just pretending.
I need one of those fans that clip under your shirt. Yourself
into thinking it's fall.
I'm like, no, it's fall right now. And my shirt's like puffed up like I'm wearing one of those sumo suits because I just have the fan underneath. Just keep it going. Keep it going. Oh, Cora said I tried to play golf today. I couldn't do it. So damn hot. I'm so tired.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's...
You're just baking out there on a golf course, too.
Oh, man. And Dory said...
Gotta find the shade.
Oh, yeah. I was just thinking that about a golf course.
If you're playing, you don't... But I'm not playing. I'm just driving the cart.
Yeah, my dream.
So find the shade on that my course. Dream.
Oh, man. I watched the movie Spa Weekend, and it reminded me of... It was Leslie Mann, Anna Faris, Michelle Buteau, and who was the... Oh, Isla Fisher. And it reminded me very much of, like, 2000s comedies, but in a way that several things in it... I was very pleasantly surprised. Yeah, I laughed out loud multiple times. I love Michelle Buteau. And then the end, not, like, the end of the movie, but during the credits, as they do in many movies, they play, like, outtakes. And in the outtakes, you could just see that some of the jokes apparently had been improvised just because the outtakes were clearly like other takes. Mm-hmm. And Anna Faris is obviously very funny. And so is Michelle Buteau. And so and Isla Fisher, too. So a lot of the things that I noticed that the audience laughed out loud at or I laughed out loud at apparently perhaps were, I don't know, improvised or they were just having fun. But they all just in the outtakes, they all seemed like they had a good time when they shot it. So I was like, that's always
fun to see.
It was just a good time. So I saw it with my sister. I saw one trailer for it one time, and it was, I can't even remember what movie we were watching that I saw the trailer of. And I remember thinking at the time, that looks kind of like a fake movie. That looks like a movie that you'd see on 30 Rock. Like, it's not real. But then when I watched it, there's funny moments. It was pretty funny.
Nice.
But anyways, Tommy said it's hard to make a comedy that
HRT, hormone replacement therapy? Oh, yeah. Wow.
How did that come out? I don't know. Maybe they talked about it. I watched a podcast episode about misophonia and how to alleviate it.
Yeah, man. Oh, yeah. What do they say? I have those little...
Oh, it melt without my HRT, is what folks said.
I have those, what are they called? Loops or something?
Oh, ear?
Yeah, but I've lost them, so I need to get some new ones. But they kind of help. They're a certain type of earbuds you put in, but you're also having to wear something in your ear.
Does it help filter stuff out?
Yeah.
Yeah. Flares are better than loops. So that's maybe
flares. Okay. Time. Loops is the one I have. Okay. Yeah.
A chance to try. All right.
I got
to
get some flares then.
Try to flare it out. I finally found my AirPod after many years of searching.
And oh, where was it?
It was cramped in this purse that was in a closet. And it was the
case. You haven't carried that purse in a while.
And I haven't. And it was in the case in the thing. And I had only had the other one, but we had washed the other one. So now the one that I watch kind of sucks and doesn't work, but at least
but it now at least there's a complete
there's
set.
There's at least a complete set. And I'm like, you've been reunited, but I had replaced it and I just got the like $20
plug-in. Now you just have
ones.
A backup.
So now I have a backup one. So it's good to plug it in. Plug it in.
Plug it in.
We have videos you want to watch. You want to watch them?
Yeah, let's do it.
Everybody sent in.
See what you remember those things?
The blade
plugins.
Oh, yeah. There were some
commercials. Aren't really a thing now.
We had jingles back then. We used to be a proper country.
In a lot of ways.
We were all going
on. We really haven't, but at least we were better than
no.
What's happening right now.
At least it was a little more whimsical as we were going through the treasury.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, Tommy said, I wonder how many artifacts are hiding out in unused bags and purses. I'll tell you what.
Oh, yeah. Everywhere. That's the first, what was it? I was looking for something And it had, I had been for weeks. And I was just laying there in bed the other night. And like Terminator style, I was just like, it sat up. I was like, I know where it is. Tommy was like, I thought you like were going to be sick or something. We're running in the bathroom. I was like, no, I remembered, you know what? It's in that purse because that was the last time you had it. And it was so satisfying.
Ooh, it's such a good feeling.
When I found it.
When you just lock in. Mm-hmm. I lost one of my like little running belts in my waters the other day. And I was like, was it there? Was it there? And it's when your brain goes on top of the dryer. That moment is like satisfying. But well, we have some videos to show.
867.
Oh, 877 cash now.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. J.G. Wentworth.
Call J.G. Wentworth.
Yeah. When we would watch them, you know, you stay home from school and watch those commercials.
Just the commercials?
Well, I mean, you would watch like, what do you call it?
Price is Right.
Yeah, you had to every day. And All My Children.
Oh, yeah.
Erica Kane was up to.
Oh, yeah.
What Erica was doing.
There's people on soap operas that I watched in high school that are still on those soap operas.
Easily, right?
And they still like, because occasionally I'll see them, I'm like, kind of the same storyline is still happening, just in a different way. But
I think I forgot my past. I must relive it. And you're like, well, that's convenient. They just used the script from 1998.
Mm-hmm.
They should do that, though. Jacqueline said Days of Our Lives fan.
My mom, oh, yeah, that was the one specifically that I, yeah.
My mom was an All My Children lady. And then my mamma was a Bold and the Beautiful.
I was my mom was All My Children, too.
Yeah, we were All My Children family.
I did not watch that, but I did in high school start watching Days of Our Lives and also Passions, which...
Oh, Passions was...
If you know, you know.
I was going to say, oh, yeah, Jack Mack said Passions for a bit. Oh,
Passions. Oh, I've seen probably the Mary whole... Passions. I think there was just one season of it, tragically.
Passions was
hashtag
nuts.
Hashtag bring back Passions. Yeah, we need to start a GoFundMe to get Passions.
Passions live.
Oh, man. Yeah. We can stream an episode. I really don't think there's that many.
Yeah, we're going to just do a
watch. I don't know. Am I wrong? I feel like it wrapped up after one season. By wrapped up, I mean not at all.
Canceled in disgrace.
But it had like 30 storylines happening still.
Yeah, I didn't never watch it. I watched Degrassi, which was not like Passions. It was,
I didn't watch Degrassi.
It was, more... 7th graders, I think, or middle school. Passions was great. I watched it in 5th and 6th grade.
Wow, that's fun. I was high school, but I can't think of the doll's name. Timmy? Was it Timmy?
Multiple people were saying Timmy.
Timmy.
Know what that meant.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Oh, Anne Marie said...
He's owned by a witch, and he comes to life, but it's only when she's the only one around.
My God, what?
It's great. It's great.
Chrissy, there are 9 seasons of Passion.
Oh my God!
It aired from 1999 to 2008. You all, thank you.
Wow, 9 years.
Chat facts. I love when the chat, y'all are like, pop up video that will just be like, I wonder when that was on. And you're like, 1999 to 2008. Like, bam, chat facts.
I loved pop up video too. So
you're making pop up video come back. Pop up
video.
That's why we love Sunday Scaries Live, because not only do we get to chat with you live and have you chime in, but you also get to see the videos you sent in. And the crazy thing about this first video, 3 people sent it in.
Oh, what is 3. That?
Paris said it's called a triple dipper.
We don't have a song for it.
Let's see. Let's find a good triple song. I'm just going to type in triple and see what triple comes up. Let's see.
I feel like it's going to be a country song.
Okay, let's see. There's what's that one song by Travis Tritt? Let's see. Love. No, that's a band called Triple. Triple 3. Bloodhound Lil Jeff.
Who we got? Triple Dipper.
Paris, write it down. VH1 only has reality TV now.
Or porn.
What's that one song about having a 3-way? You're talking about, what's that one song? Voulez-vous coucher that
avec
one.
Moi. Yeah, okay.
Wait, the implication, though. Thank you. Alina 123 by Britney Spears.
Okay, okay.
Wait, okay, let's see.
3 is a magic number, yeah.
Thank you,
Brittany, for a lot of stuff, not just that song. And I hope you're doing well.
I always hope she's doing well, and I hope they don't have you in some kind of jail suspended somewhere, and they've got somebody pretending to be you. I don't know. I don't really think that's happening, but I am concerned.
But I do not think that's happening.
No, but I mean, truly, if it is her, I think she's struggling. Other folks were like, oh, you know, is that really her? Is it someone? And when you had that guy coming out to pretend to be Usher on stage at an Usher show, I feel like...
Did he he really was pretend, like,
yeah, it's like, known. Wasn't Usher. No, a guy came out. I mean, I have eyes. I saw his face. That guy was like 20 years younger than him and saw Usher. I'm not crazy.
But he tried to act like he was Usher?
Yeah, yeah. He was like, oh, no, Usher. And then he comes out and the guy's like dancing and doing this whole dance. And someone's like zooming in while they're filming him because they're in the pit and they can see him. And it was just like.
We're okay. We'll have to find. This will be our video.
Oh, we'll play it at the
end. Did he ever say like, haha, just kidding, here's some real Usher?
No, I don't think so. I mean, y'all, correct me if I'm wrong. I don't think so. I think it was like, came out, danced a little dance, and then went off stage. And it was like, probably the real Usher was like drinking water in the background or in the bathroom or something. But it like came out to be Usher instead of it just being like.
So he was taking a break while.
Potentially.
He and somebody was dancing on his behalf.
Yes. And then, yes.
Tom, and then he came back out to. That show was nasty.
Oh, yeah. Like, Drake and Usher, aren't they just humping up on everybody?
Chris Brown and Usher. Oh, that's yeah. Right. Like, it's Chris just, Brown. I don't know. It's too much.
Oh, no.
Like, it's just like, I mean, I guess if you're a volunteer and you know what it is and you're okay with that, then
you do
that's
like
your
it.
Prerogative.
But if you go like that and then if the woman does this and he's like, get her out of here.
Yeah.
Sort of the implication is that.
It is very intimate, those actions that they're taking.
Sinisterhood will be right back.
Boo both of them. I love the Pitchfork review.
Usher be nasty.
Usher be nasty. I like the Pitchfork review for Chris Brown's album. It just was said, this album is a real piece of shit. It was great. So it's like, eh.
And that's all you need to know.
And that is accurate. Well, Julie M., Kate, Cinti, and Jacqueline are responsible for this triple dipper that we're starting with. So let me get our audio going.
Josh Johnson.
What did Josh Johnson do? I love him so much.
Just said, is so cute and precious.
Oh, yeah. He's very funny.
Okay.
Y'all made us FMRK him the other day.
Which one is he?
He was on the... Or no, did we... He wasn't on the Daily Show list. Yes, he was.
So oh, FMK, with the red hair?
No, he's black. He has like... I think sometimes he has braids that are pulled back.
Oh, I know who he is now.
Oh,
he's a comedian as well.
We just love him as all. Good. We do too. He's very funny. And he does a lot of stand-up specials YouTube. Okay, well...
Yeah, he does look very... so old he
was. He's got a sweet face. All right, here we go.
Getting to an age where I gotta ask.
I gotta know.
I mean, I've been at that age for a while.
What am I looking at?
Jimothy is a deformed and beloved bedraggled raccoon, if you
in
are
Ballard,
not familiar.
In Ballard, Seattle. Oh my God, I love him so much.
He's a king. He's has an abnormally shortened neck that is caused by a congenital deformity of the spine.
I would take a bullet for this. Creature.
If I saw him in the road and anyone was trying to harm him, I would harm them.
Yeah.
He's very spry and well-functioning, so he'll probably survive, especially because he's so loved.
Yeah, yeah.
Look at him go. Run, my darling. Run, Jimothy. Run and be free.
I would fight someone to the death to protect Jimothy.
Exactly. The problem is he... You know, we exist in the timeline of all of these horrors, but we also exist in the timeline of Jimothy.
He's perfect.
Who's here to bless us. And then RFK's like, do you think I can put some ketchup on him?
RFK, if you fucking eat Jimothy, I swear to fucking God.
I put him in my green egg.
That would be it. That would be it. That, I think, honestly, like, that would be what did it.
Yeah.
And we all know what I'm talking about.
My green egg. It was so Cheryl. 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 Your kids are like, I had a nightmare, mommy. An evil monster was yelling Cheryl and was trying to eat a raccoon. And
that
like,
was your father.
It wasn't the evil monster. It was Secretary of Health and Human Services, Robert F. Kennedy. And you'll respect him.
Respect me. Respect my dean workout. Oh, work out in jean pants.
He works out in jean pants. We've seen him do it with kids.
Oh, I know. But we also saw a good jean workout video the other day.
What the fuck?
And this is why I'm saying, I also had to ask, how old is this person?
Yeah. Wait, what are we looking at?
Sometimes I'm like, I'm not trying to get into a situation where I'm like, this kid is, this no. is not some, you know, there's got to be a limit, but I think we should also show the also, video of that one.
Certainly. And also the one, the Paris, we went to Rodeo Goat to pick up food and he went in to get the food and I was in the car on TikTok and my FYP forced me to watch a video of Brett Goldstein from Ted Lasso for Men's Health Magazine working out. And I was just watching it going, and then Paris got in the car and I went, I was just watching a video of Brett Goldstein working out. I just wanted to be transparent. And he was like, okay, why were you watching? Just like, he wasn't jealous or anything. He was just like, okay. And I was like,
did something happened?
Yeah, he's like, why are you yelling it? And I was like, I just wanted you to know. It's just like, my face is red. Why am I damp?
He's like, Why do you look all sweaty?
It's because it's hot outside. Mm, yeah. Well, thank you, Triple Dippers, for making sure that we saw beautiful, beautiful Jimothy.
I love him so much.
Well, Mandy sent us this next one.
I saw someone that had a Jimothy tattoo the other day.
You know what? Memorialize him.
Do it.
Mm-hmm. While he's still here. Give him mm-hmm. his flowers while he lives.
mm-hmm.
Give him his flowers.
Oh, yeah.
Little. A++ to the cameraman there.
And the timing with the edit. Major aerial work. Yeah, Laurel Button said I was core, obsessed with this core, music video.
Strong core.
It's just an upside down going one side then the other. Yeah, that music video. Miley in general.
Squirrels always go for our bird seed, too. You got to get a special bird seed, and it's hot. And they don't like it. They don't eat it. They don't like the spicy.
Squirrels are always like, I'm trying to get a one on the spice scale.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get a one.
They're like me.
Trying to get a one. I do.
They will eat all the bird seed if it's not that bird seed.
You can't blame them. You know what I mean?
No. And I don't mind. I'm like, y'all, I don't care who takes it as long as it's one of you.
Bird seed. Jen said the birds like the spicy. Or is it their beaks? They can't taste the spicy.
Yeah. They can't taste it.
They can't taste it. Well, maybe too. Can birds smell?
Yeah, I think so.
Not the times I've walked by and crop dusted them. They can hear though, so they did fly away. It was crazy.
Wait,
some birds can smell. Dory said, "Thank you." Does it give them the bubble guts? I don't know. They just don't like it. No, the birds are fine with it. They eat all kinds of stuff. They eat pepper spices and they eat like the seeds.
Yeah, it's something that the squirrels don't like.
The squirrels. Mammals taste so spicy. They taste it well. Let's see. This next one we've got here.
Yeah, it does seem like birds have bubble guts. Like, what is with that?
It's constant diarrhea.
What's with their poop?
They only ever have diarrhea.
That's insane. They should go see somebody about that. Imagine if. Whoa.
Hang on a minute. I was going to say, what are we asking here for? Because if you're driving down the highway and a bird goes splat on your car, unfortunate, right? If you're driving down the highway and a turd beams your car and ricochets off and hits a pedestrian in the face, we would have to plug the bird's assholes with pebbles.
Yeah. Well, I don't imagine it being a human-sized turd.
I thought
it would be like...
A bird turd.
Like, you know, like... Just a bird. Like the guinea pigs.
Even... So then it's just like... like someone's dropping fucking Rice Krispies on your car roof. And you're like, what is happening? Why is this so loud?
Well, if it's happening as much as a regular bird shitting on your car would happen, it's not like that going to be that much.
You're talking to a person currently with a shit bird shit like, stained those car.
but you know.
But it wouldn't stain it, so.
I don't know. I don't know what's going on inside birds.
I got pooped on a bird once.
Me?
By a bird. Yeah. I didn't poop on a bird. I got pooped on by a bird.
Yeah, I've been pooped on by a bird.
I've never pooped on a bird. Stop asking. That wasn't me.
I have.
Yeah. It wasn't me.
That's me when you're Googling which host. Just kidding. I've never pooped on a bird. Yeah, or
make it
I can convince the internet that I did.
We can't. Aaron said I got pooped on by a bird in Dallas when voting for Beto. That was a Republican op. That was Ted Cruz's bird. Yeah,
sorry about that.
Oh, man. Well, thank you for sending that last one in to us. Mandy, Kat has this next one for us.
Frosted by a fucking seagull.
Goddamn. Okay, Colorado vibes.
My name is Heather Walker. We are about to witness me attempting to roller ski for the first time in my life.
Wow. Her inspired me to make all of this, and I hope to God she makes it. You know?
She's gonna.
Yeah. I heard about it in Westbrook. It sounded interesting to see somebody try a new challenge. First time as an adult.
I'm learning how to skate late in life, so I'm here just to support and share love.
Dang, she got a good turnout.
She's going quads, too. That quads is hard. I like this chant. I get used to this.
Padding.
She's smart, though. Oh, shoot. Oh, okay.
She's got to stand more.
You know what, though? Fall down 5 times. Stand up 6. So close.
Oh.
Oh, the finish line.
You got it.
They're cute, though, too, the skates.
Keep going.
Almost
nice.
Oh, whoa. Yes.
Oh.
Fall count question mark. Okay, who cares?
She got bested by that.
Aww.
Mama.
It was honestly very touching. Props to you, Heather. Grace being silly in front of people, it doesn't matter. Nothing matters.
She looks so familiar.
Oh, she's so right, though. You should embrace it. And also just try. Get out there and try.
Get it. Do it. Yeah.
And tell everybody you're going to try.
Yeah. And then make them show up and hold you accountable by having signs.
Filming you.
Written for you, and your family's flown out for it, so you can't let everybody down.
No, it's a fun, whimsical.
Yeah,
you know.
What would be the thing you would do for the first time? And call everybody to watch you.
I'll announce it when I do my pull up for the first time.
Okay.
I'll put out flyers.
You mean an attempt?
Yeah, because I mean I'm using the pull up machine, like the assisted weighted machine. So then the time that I'm gonna like do it without the machine. I'll tell you guys.
Okay.
Tell you guys.
Okay.
Because my plan is to do the weighted machine. Right now I have every possible weight on it. And so just every week I go and do the same workout. And then as soon as it gets easy, I'm just going to take some weight off and then just do that until I'm at zero weight. But I'm at 175 pounds right now. So we got some time to go.
Well, you know what? We're here for the tracking of the progress.
I'll say it's Sunday, August 30th. So mark it. We'll see when it eventually happens. 2026.
You know what? Don't put a date on it.
That's what I said. I said it takes.
Do it when it happens. When it happens, it happens.
When the last peg is pulled. Yeah. You got to put the little peg.
The last peg is pulled.
The last time I peg, that's when I'll film.
That's what I'm going to film my first time of doing. Sorry, babe.
You know what, though? Everybody's going to know. Did we just start a club? Oh, we did. Tommy. Let's do it.
I'll be there, I hope.
Yeah, why are you apologizing? Don't apologize.
No. Yeah. This will, I don't know. If we have to film it, then I feel like
got a camera right here.
May as well make some money off of
it. You know, the couch, have this light going. Dunzo.
Oh, you're okay with the brand being associated?
Any press is good press, baby. I'm trying to get them new listeners.
Mood lighting. It is. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It'll glow off
of
Tommy's
beautiful skin down there, too.
This beautiful, beautiful skin. Tommy Messy Brown, he said.
We also have, we got a ring light in here. Yeah, we'll shoot it in here. Don't worry.
You got the will there be guinea pig sounds? Certainly, but that's just going to add to the ambiance. It's the ambiance. Messy Brown, Lori. Bird poop.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you for sending that last one to us, Kat, making us aware of Heather and her accomplishment.
Mm-hmm.
This next one's from Jacqueline
Kennedy.
That's it. Oh, Kennedy,
have you really won?
This is the type of baby shower when your kid is turning like one. It's just for you, and you get to. That was what ours was.
Yeah.
You got to have a bar.
It goes hard. You know, those, for whatever reason, those nursery rhymes really go with that rap music.
Yeah. And, isn't it iambic pentameter? That one in like the. Not Jingle Bells. It is Jingle Bells. What's three blind mice? That's something that's like two things too.
Oh, like it matches up.
Like dun 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 dun. What's the what's the other song though? Blue Blind Mice, Hot Cross Buns.
Oh, are the same thing.
Is there a third one too?
That makes sense.
And then Happy Birthday. Copying the same shit. And something else are the same.
We just copy and paste.
Yeah.
We just copy and paste it. Back, I feel like that was back before they had copyright laws, and it was just like, no, mine's called Hot Cross Buns. And they're like, well, mine's called Three Blind Mice. And it's like, oh, no one wants to talk about blind mice.
Nobody wanted to combine them.
The buns are hot and crossed. But you got to, then you have little sandwiches.
What about with mouse the blind meat. Bun mouse?
The mouse goes in the buns.
And you combine the two of them, work together instead of against each other.
We could have had.
Have the greatest song of all time.
United. And instead, they tore it apart. They tore it down. Well, we are at our final video of
Alrighty.
Night, and it's Richard Gere.
Hot mouse buns.
And this final video is sent to us from Adria. Sinister Hood, we'll be right back.
Hot mouse buns is good. Hey guys, we're hot mouse buns.
It came in like a wrecking ball.
Name the gerbil that would want to be in Richard Gere's butthole right now.
Get out of here.
Wait a second. Is that a gerbil in the front row?
Get out of here.
Honestly, I think if a gerbil learned how to speak English and figure out how to get to a comedy club, then I think it should be allowed to watch the show.
And can watch the show and can engage to the sufficiency of the comic to do crowd work with it. Then later afterwards, when Richard Gere approaches said gerbil and is like,
how you doing?
I heard what you said in there.
And yeah.
And he goes,
did you like that?
Get in my limousine. I'm going to buy you a dress.
And then he opens up a thing, but it's a mouse trap. Boom.
It's a mouse trap and it snaps.
Heart kicks in. Must have been love. Wait. That's Roxanne. Roxette.
Wait, when he gets her at the end of
I'm thinking of the name of the person that sings that song. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, oh, God, that's a great song.
Man, the end of that movie, like,
yeah.
Yes, exactly, Tommy said. Then the gerbil can consent. That's what I'm saying. If he gave crowd
6
work.
Weeks, they've reached sexual maturity. Well, that's why there's so many of them.
They checked his ID and he was allowed in the club. He was allowed in the club because he was of age. Well, this final one is from Adria. Let's see what we got. What if it's about a gerbil?
Well, let me hear you say gerbil. Gerbil.
Get me out of here.
Get me out of here. Where are you?
Get me out of here.
Lower.
I think it's a good asshole again.
We're not going to get you.
Come on, guys. I won't go up here again. I promise. You said that last time. You keep going back up there. You got yourself in there. You get yourself out.
God, you made your bed. Now you have to lie in it.
I'm terrible. You have to help me.
I'm not doing it again, man.
This is just like Vegas.
Yeah.
You went all in. You knew you only had pocket twos.
I was bluffing.
See, you're bluffing now. I'm not going to let you out of there.
Bluffing and buffing.
Exactly. We can't.
Boofing.
We're not letting you bluff, buff, or buff, or boof.
Is it boofing when you shoot cocaine up somebody's asshole? With a straw?
First of all, I want to know where Nancy Grace is. And now I want to know if boofing is shoving the straw up. So then later on in court, when they're like, her first search was where Nancy Grace lived. And her second search was boofing. Putting drugs up her ass. She was trying to put drugs up Nancy Grace's ass. Well, guess what? You can't because she's in space.
Unless you would go to space. And then I would say, if you could get to space and meet Nancy Grace, I think you should be able to boof her.
At the same time. She's like, all the way up here. Different zip code. Different atmosphere. Different rules. Boofing does not mean, no, I said in your ass, not your house.
And you gotta make sure that It doesn't fly away.
Cocaine, methamphetamine, or alcohol in the anus.
Oh, I didn't know about the alcohol.
You don't get a boof without the poof. She's talking about her hair poof. She loves to boof. I thought boofing is what doggies do. They could, but if they do, call poison control and take them to an emergency vet. Oh, man. Well, our final video. Now, we really will. Well, we have a second to final video because we're going to show you a video, too. But let's see what Adria sent first. It is Nancy Grace boofing.
I want to just read this poem to you. James McCrae, instructions for visiting her.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
In the event that you wake up and find your soul separated from source and manifest into material form, don't panic. Your condition is only temporary. You have been selected for the opportunity of human incarnation. This 3D simulation is designed to break up the monotony of eternity by giving you a fully immersive experience as a distinct ego identity. Your body will serve as your physical avatar as you navigate a dense and dramatic reality. There will be many distractions causing you to forget your true nature and origin. You will experience a range of emotions from joy to loneliness to despair. But remember, no matter what trials and traumas you encounter, your soul remains perfectly safe. At times you may feel lost or afraid. This is totally normal. If you ever need guidance, simply slow down your busy mind to bring your awareness to the quiet place inside yourself. On this planet, nothing is permanent. People and things will come and go. You will fall in love and form sentimental attachments, only to lose everything you hold dear. So cling to nothing too tightly, even yourself. And when it's time to let go with grace. For nothing is owned, only borrowed. As you walk among the people on the planet, try to be a good guest. Tread lightly. Remember that you are only visiting. Don't make a mess. Listen more than you speak. Give more than you take. Don't keep your soul locked inside a glass cage. You'll never make it out alive, and time passes quickly. So come back with some battle scars and good stories to tell.
You can't be talking about boofing, talking about going to the dark place inside you. Talking about going up into the dark place.
If you find yourself separated from source and inside of Richard Gere's rectum cavity.
You need to know.
No, that
don't
was
panic.
It's a beautiful poem. It's a good reminder. Even if crazy things happen, we still have things to laugh at and Olivia Rodrigo songs to jam to.
Exactly.
Death, taxes, and butt stuff, Siobhan said. Mm-hmm. Now for the video you and I were going to play, are you talking about
that coffee mug?
Were we talking about the gentleman that works on that rig?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's see. We were looking up my FYP was showing me people who have dangerous jobs.
This is a very dangerous job. Oh, and it's interesting to see what somebody that works in the most dangerous job does.
It's up there.
Just on any given day.
Yeah, he has a
doesn't matter who they are. It's interesting to see that.
No, I feel like it. It's extremely interesting to watch.
Mm-hmm.
Let me find it where I liked it. Here's his page. Let me see. I'm gonna find the exact one though that I liked.
I think you sent it.
Oh, did I send it to you?
Oh,
okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Or maybe you showed it.
Maybe I just showed it. Oh no. Let me see. Oh yeah, I sent it to you. Okay, just gonna put it on here.
More haters.
Just gonna show you on here.
And the job is?
The job is oil worker.
Mm-hmm.
Field. He's like a field worker. Let me get it.
Field worker.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Get over here. Get over here.
I'm just muted right now.
Yeah. I didn't want it to, it was going to autoplay. There we go.
Okay.
Okay.
Oil rig worker.
Yes, he's an oil field worker.
Oil field worker.
Okay.
His name's Kevin.
It gives you an appreciation of how things get to you as well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Real appreciation.
It's a hard job.
Hard.
Oh, see, he knows how to cook.
Yeah.
Gotta do some deck maintenance.
You gotta get the deck maintained.
Mm-hmm.
And then the meats.
Look at that. What a nice guy for making food for everybody.
Life jacket inspections. Everyone is safe.
Safety. That's a green flag.
Mm-hmm.
10 o'clock, you got to start.
Whatever this is.
cooking for people. And then we have a gene workout. Maybe there's something to that. I just want the oil work. They work out the gene. You think that RFK saw this? You think he follows Kevin O'Connor? Mm-hmm. And that's why he started doing it?
Yeah, he wants to be like the oil field mm-hmm. worker.
I'm just like the oil field worker. Zero.
Well, that is how your oil gets to you. Yeah. Is a nice person that feeds everyone steaks.
Yeah.
Siobhan said, I need him to maintain my deck. And taking applications. Mm-hmm. Taking applications. But I guess that perhaps he worked out in jeans because if you're on an oil rig or something, you might not get laundry that often. So you're like, well, I was already wearing these, whatever.
I mean, he should probably just take them off and do it in his boxers, though.
Exactly.
So then you don't get your jeans sweaty.
Nude ship. Do you think the guys on the ship are like, all right, Hollywood, take more videos of yourself? Whatever. I mean, honestly, you probably do make like, you know, if you get enough views as a content creator, maybe it helps supplement your income. But he also like posted himself leaving his house and was like, leaving my house for a month. And it had his full front door and his street address and stuff. And people in the comments were like, oh my God, you're doxing yourself. And he was like, I live with the most foul other like oil workers and we all have opposite schedules. So it's not like the house is empty and we all have guns. And I was like, oh no. Okay.
Yeah. You don't want to show up and do anything to this house.
No, it was like, I think that would be very ill-advised. Very, very ill-advised. Well, you all have been so much fun tonight hanging out, chatting with us in the chat, talking about the news, the crazy world we live in.
And thank you for all the videos you sent in.
The good news. You know what? For all the rough stuff we discussed, it's like, you know, going back reading my old diaries, I was like, oh yeah, I can't believe that was happening in the news at the time and this and this and mm-hmm. every, you know. So this will, one day we'll look back and be like, man, that was a crazy week. But Kevin's on the ships. And Olivia's in our ears, and hopefully you find fun stuff and happy things this week.
Have a great rest of your week.
Oh, yeah. And we'll put a pin in that. Laurel H. says we have to talk about Micah. Talk about Micah Francis and J.P. Miller.
There's a series that dropped.
Docuseries. And I did hear Mandy Matney, who did so much work, investigative work on the Murdoch, because it's also South Carolina. She has I don't know if it's a limited series or if it just started, but she has got a series on the Micah Francis case. And so, you know, something, you know, probably more stuff has even come out since we've covered it last. But
and the Sam Bateman sentencing too.
Mm-hmm.
Which one was Sam Bateman again? Was he the Sarah Lawrence guy?
No, that was Larry.
That's right.
Larry, what was his last name? Dipshit. Sam Bateman was the child sex abuse ring leader. He was sentenced to 50 years in prison and lifetime.
Only 50?
Supervised release, yeah.
How old is he?
He is 48 years old. So he'll be 100 when he gets out, if he gets out.
But he could also get out early?
Yeah. Well, no. It's federal.
Why wouldn't you get a like lifetime sentence?
It's probably lifetime prison. 50 years is a rough time.
Just as the principle.
It sounds right. He represented himself as a religious prophet, leader of a years-long CSA abuse conspiracy that spanned several states, at least 10 victims. In 2019, he amassed followers in Arizona, Utah, Colorado, Nebraska.
Oh, he's a fundie.
In 2020, 2021, they gave their minor daughters and wards to him as child brides. Some victims were as young as 9 years old. Mm. He used coercion, manipulation, and just did a lot of horrific things.
Well, it sounds like he should get more than 50, but at least he's off the streets.
Send him to the island with the sharks with laser beams attached to their heads.
Where they go.
But we will. And then we'll come back next week and we're going to watch all 8 seasons of Passions in a marathon sitting. So we're going to start at 8:30.
Just keep going. Should we do a live stream where we watch a Passions episode?
If so, what episode? And I've never seen it, so I'm up to watch it.
Or do we...
Everyone's saying yes.
We watch the first season of... How many episodes are in season one of...
Probably a lot. If it's a whatchamacallit, a
soap opera?
Soap opera, wouldn't it? Don't they have an episode a day?
Do they? God. 58 per season?
There's 2,231 episodes.
That's a lot. God damn. Well, but I don't know how we would...
That's a lot of episodes.
That's a lot of episodes. And how long are they each? An hour?
45 minutes, I would, I guess.
Well,
how long is each episode of Passions? A live marathon. I think this would be 15 days later. Yeah, they're, each episode is 60 minutes with commercial breaks, 42 minutes of actual runtime.
Okay.
So that is a 2,200 episode. You'd literally never. Oh, Laurel said, Laurel pinned Tommy's request. It said, Tommy said, I'm requesting a Forgotten Fiction Passions crossover.
Oh.
We'll have to watch it. Yeah. And give us our a review.
It's or maybe, yeah, I don't know if we could find like
the best,
a best of
like top
compilation or, but you're not really going to get the character development. So things won't hit as hard, you know?
It'll be like, I can't quite appreciate this supernatural, whatever is happening now. Well, that's, that makes, Anne says that's 92,400 minutes of Passions.
My, my.
That is something that I think would probably do something to your brain if you watched it all in a row.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So many minutes.
You, but like by 10,000, I feel like your brain has been altered to an irreversible place.
Yeah. Was it like 10,000 hours? You become an expert. You would like only be talking in that. No spoilers for our Am I the Asshole, but you have your own like language or something.
I'm excited for everybody to hear this one because this one got me riled up.
There were some muddy ones. There were some crazy ones. So I just want to say a baga yaya to you all. Put a pin in that. You'll enjoy that. And thank you for joining us tonight.
Yes.
We'll see you next week.
Thank you. Have a great week.
If you're listening along on the replay, thanks for listening along on the replay. And go to the.
Have a great Monday or Tuesday, wherever you live.
And we, oh, what's our coupon code for the
week? Oh, what is it? We can't.
Jimothy.
Yeah. Okay. Passions.
Passions. Jizz.
Passion, Dolly.
Passion, gerbils. Richard Gere.
Gerbil ass.
It's just Richard Gere. Let's.
Oh, man. Well, boffing. Damn. We had some real zingers tonight, didn't we?
Sometimes we just be going
the passions of Timothy.
It's just a word salad at this
point. Oh, Timothy and Jimothy. So Timothy's and passions and then Jimothy.
Okay, so there you go. What is that? Is Jimmy or
Yeah, just Jimmy.
Okay, it's just Jimmy.
Hashtag Jimmy.
You know what we mean. If you know, it's just Jimmy. I said something.
What?
We were referencing a product in a box and it was a Trojan condom. And I said, look, that's a box of Jimmy Caps.
Jimmy Cap corn and I don't care.
Mm-hmm. Well, Jimmy's our coupon code. And we hope you enjoy. And we'll see you next week.
Bye.
See you later.